93.5, 95.3, Connect FM, Lon Tay, Jeremy Warner. It is the Tay and Jay Show. It is 5:15 on Tuesday. We have had a busy day already, and it's going to get busier this hour. We've got a couple of great guests coming up. We've got Ray Brewer from the Las Vegas Sun, correct?
He's going to break down the UNLV Rebels, Illini, the ninth-seeded Illini's opponents in the second round, I guess we're calling it, the second round of the NCAA tournament. They play the eighth-seeded UNLV Rebels. Ray Brewer from the Las Vegas Sun will break that down.
And before that, we bring on Lucas Johnson. Lucas, how are you, buddy?
This is Brian Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah, I still remember that.
Oh. I thought maybe that's why you blew me off my last trip to Chicago.
Exactly, for many other reasons. But
hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Anything exciting?
Actually, tomorrow is the wonderful day I find out the gender of my baby.
Oh, wow, that is tremendous.
Congrats.
Yeah. Whether I have a 6'8 boy or a 6'8 girl. So.
Lucas, I wanted to ask you, down on the Chicago Board of Trade, how does the 6'8 help you? I mean, do they recruit guys like you just to throw some bows in there?
Oh, it helps. It helps in more ways than one. I definitely like to throw the bows. Definitely like, you know, my yelling at officials definitely comes in handy, yelling at the brokers and whatnot. So it definitely has its advantages.
Well, we are doing the Tay and Jay Show live from Murphy's Pub tomorrow on campus, and we thought Lucas Johnson needs to jump in the car and come down and join us, is what I'm thinking.
Listen, after you call him Brian the last time he was on,
that's true.
I
forgot about that.
I didn't even know U of I had bars.
Yeah, well, it's new, I think.
Yeah, what's this, CAMS? I don't know what CAMS is.
I spend my whole time at this place called the Undergraduate Library. Right. So
yeah, well, I guess for some of these students that don't care about their studies, they go to these places, you know?
Exactly. Foolish.
Well, Lucas Johnson, we, of course, have you on for a big reason, and that's Illini basketball. Well, I just want to know your initial thought when those brackets were released and you saw Kansas, UNLV, and then Illinois.
It's not surprising. They claim, the tournament people claim, that, you know, it's just random and they don't manipulate the brackets at all for matchups. Come on, give me a break. We just happen to be playing UNLV with ex-Illini coach Lon Kruger. And then if we happen to win, we just happen to play Bill Self, ex-Illini coach. Come on. There's some manipulation there. But I think it's great. I think it makes sense. I think that why wouldn't you want to spice up those matchups when, in reality, some of those matchups aren't very good to begin with. You know, the 8-9 games are, okay. There's no big upset to root for, so people are kind of, it's kind of a lackluster game. Now you get a little bit of controversy there with, Coach Kruger having coached at Illinois, get that matchup going. And then the big matchup that all the Illini fans have been waiting for, because Bill Self totally screwed over the Illini Nation, we might play Kansas. I mean, it makes sense. I think it makes for great television, but I certainly wouldn't want to go up against Kansas.
We're talking with Lucas Johnson, former Illini. And Lucas, you played with both Lon Kruger and for Bill Self. Have you been texting any of those guys back and forth, just thinking what, or trying to talk about what they think of this matchup?
I haven't, but I know that Illinois is going to be. They're going to get both of their teams' best if they play them both. I have a really. Knowing what Illinois has done this year, knowing how inconsistent they have been, I think we're gonna have a real hard time and have our hands full with UNLV. So for us to, for everyone to say, "Oh, I can't wait for the matchup with Kansas," I'm like, I think we got our hands full with the Running Rebels team. I mean, look at their, I think what the last 10 games of the season, they're 7-3, and their only losses are San Diego State and BYU. I mean. That's not bad. I mean, you certainly can't say that for the Illini squad right now.
Hey, Lucas, we asked everybody today, and we've gotten some interesting calls about why is Lon Kruger left after 4 years, and he seems to be a guy that every Illini fan really likes. Bill Self leaves after 3 years, and he's a guy that every Illini fan just can't wait to beat. Why is that?
Because here's why. Coach Kruger left for sheer money. I mean, and he went to the next level.
Right.
So, guys, you know, people can understand, okay, this is the pinnacle of coaching. They're, you know, going to the NBA and moving on. Well, okay, it didn't work out for him, and he came back to what he knows and what, you know, what he's really good at in coaching college. So I don't think people were as upset with that. And then you get Coach Self in, and you start winning a little. You win a little bit. You go, you know, you go to the Elite Eight. You got some real good recruits coming in. And then in people's eye, he leaves to go to another college basketball program, which in the eyes of people who bleed orange and blue, the fans, is on the same level with Illinois. Kansas is on the same level with Illinois. Now, in everybody else's opinion around the country and in the basketball world, the idea of Bill Self leaving Illinois to go to a top five program in the country, to me, it didn't bother me, because it makes sense. You're still moving up the ranks when it comes to your specific career. And I would have loved for him to stay. I would have loved for him to make the, you know, build the Illinois program into one of those top five programs consistently every single year and be that guy who did that. I mean, what a reputation he would have, you know, and instead of, you know, my only concern was he's going to Kansas, he's going to be another guy at Kansas who did really well. Instead, he could have been the guy who really made Illinois basketball what it truly could be.
Talking with Lucas Johnson, former Illini. And Lucas, I think it is a little bit of that, too, because he's had so much success at Kansas, wins a national title. Illinois fans think, wow, what could have been here? But like you said, there was an upward move, I think, in most people's minds that maybe aren't Illini fans. That was an upward move, and it seems that it just paid off for him, and he's got a heck of a team this year. And if Illinois runs into them, if they're lucky enough to win against UNLV, I mean, that Kansas team is stacked. What do you think of that Jayhawks team?
Do they have a weakness? I mean, they across the board, they have players that are the best in their league and the best in the country. I mean, they bring size, speed. They can shoot from the outside. I really find it hard to find any weaknesses in their game, and it really shows on the court. And I think one of their biggest strengths is the fact that they have such a great inside presence, which really opens up the rest of the game for them. And with that being said, I think we're going to really struggle against a team like that where we don't necessarily have that type of presence inside.
Is there anything in your mind that can allow you to see Illinois win two games this weekend? Anything?
Yeah, like 14 shots of tequila.
Well, that's what Juan's going to have to do then on Sunday if they get there.
I would love it. And trust me, I bleed orange and blue, but I'm a realist as well. Right. That Kansas team, here's the thing. That Kansas team is better than the Kansas team last year by far, I think. And we're not a hungry Northern Iowa team. We are a team that just barely got into the tournament. We're a team that a lot of people question the validity of us getting into the tournament. And there really hasn't, no one's shown that hunger that, man, we really want to go out and get an opportunity to play this number one team. Now, things could change. You know, this is a tournament, anything can happen. But I think realistically, a lot of times, to a fault, but trust me, I will be decked out in all orange and blue and, you know, cheering my butt off for them. And I hope they do win. But
all right. I don't think anybody's ever said anything
that
I...
Are you recovered from
I'm
that?
I'm telling you what, I've never had anybody say something on the air that I just couldn't stop laughing. So I'm telling you, Lucas Johnson, you need to get into this profession. You need to keep your day job, but you have got to figure out a way to get on the Score or something up in Chicago.
Or the T&J show.
Or the T&J show all the time, exactly. Well, listen, big guy, we're going to let you go because we appreciate... I know you're busy today, and I know you had to jump into a meeting, and now you're jumping out. You probably got another one to go back to, but... Good luck tomorrow on the gender of the baby. I know I've gone through that twice, and what a day it is. Good luck with that.
I appreciate it. We can't wait. Hopefully, maybe there's a future Illini in there, regardless of gender. So we'll see.
That is perfect. Well, Lucas Johnson, thanks, buddy. I will not call you by your brother's name this time. I promise. And look forward, maybe down the road, we'll catch up with you again sometime. Maybe if Illinois springs those upsets, I might be calling you back to see how.
Well, he might not be able to wake up.
How headache you are. I love it. Well, hey, thanks, Lucas, buddy, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lucas.
That, I'm telling you right now.
You were on the floor for 5 minutes, and he's right. I mean, what would make you think that other than getting absolutely taken to another level with alcohol?
I had to ask the question, just as a former player, is there anything in your mind that shows you that you would, we got to get a break?
14 shots of tequila, I think, would do it. Yeah, you're lying to win. We're going to beat Kansas 85-70. Stay at J Show 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM. Connect FM. Jumping around. It is 5:35 on Tuesday. The play-in games start tonight.
It's the first round.
Oh, that's
okay.
Right. It's not the play-in game.
NCAA wants you to know it's the first round, crazy. Not the play-in game.
So Illinois has already advanced to the second round of the NCAA tournament. How about that? First time in a long time. And we go west now and bring in Ray Brewer from the Las Vegas Sun. Ray, I don't know why, but your name just sounds like you'd be a third baseman. Are you or were you a third baseman?
I was more of a right fielder who got in every two innings to fulfill some kind of little league requirement.
There you go.
But I had fun doing it, so nonetheless.
That's all that matters, exactly. Well, Ray Brewer, you are you cover the UNLV basketball team, and one of our buddies, or one of my buddies, when he used to coach here, and that's Lon Kruger. First of all, let me just talk about him. Is he not just a great guy to cover?
Oh, he's such a good guy. You could call him 24/7 with the most strange question, and he'll answer you professionally. Great guy, real awesome in the community. Everybody loves him. And you got to remember, before he came to Vegas, UNLV was a team that was kind of like NIT bound every year. Right. And now every year, you know, if they don't win a game in the tournament, it's kind of a disappointment. So from cleaning up the basketball program to just being the man in this city, he's been awesome for Las Vegas.
And, Ray, was that the reason he was hired there? He was kind of the anti-Tarkanian. He wasn't going to get in trouble. He was kind of clean cut.
Well, I don't know if he was the anti-Tarkanian. I mean, depending on who you talk to here, Tark is still a legend. And
yeah,
he writes a column for our website. So, but the thing with Lon is that he was, you know, super clean. And at the time, UNLV couldn't get, you know, stop tripping over itself with the NCAA. So they brought in a guy who they knew could coach, but they knew kind of had that moral backbone that UNLV kind of needed. And UNLV's had some troubles last year, but I don't think it was, you know, things that were Lon's direct fault.
Talking with Ray Brewer from the Las Vegas Sun, talking to UNLV Rebels. And the attendance figures are way up because of what he's done. Three out of the last four tournaments they've been to, and the one year they just missed it. I mean, how excited are people about Lon Kruger's program down there?
Well, we don't have a pro team in Vegas, and from the Tark days when this, you know, when the Rebels had this city rocking, I mean, everybody is fired up for UNLV basketball. They're fired up for Friday's game. They're so shocked that they're in the same pot as Kansas again. And this team in this town, I know that, you know, in the Midwest where you guys are, a lot of your universities, because there's not much to do, it's, you know, people just live and die with the team. But sure, I could honestly say basketball in Vegas, UNLV basketball is the number one sports show, and everything else is clearly at number two.
Ray, you brought it up about with Kansas opposite of the bracket. That's 3 out of 4 years now UNLV has found themselves opposite Kansas, basically in the same little pod. I mean, really?
Yeah, and it's so wild because two of the other guys on our sports desk are Kansas graduates. And, of course, when Lon was at Kansas State, he doled with Kansas all the time. So the connections with Kansas, there's even a player from Vegas on the Kansas team, and the UNLV team has a transfer from Kansas. So there's so many ties with that university and UNLV, it's kind of comical for everybody when it pops up every year, to say the least.
Talking with Ray Brewer from the Las Vegas Sun. And Ray, what do you think about that seeding, the 8 seed with Illinois on the other side? First of all, I hear you guys were, UNLV was kind of upset with that 8 seed.
Yeah, I think UNLV thought they played their way off the 8-9 line. They'd won 9 of 11 games going into Selection Sunday. They took they had 7 losses or 8 losses, and 5 of those were the top 6 teams with San Diego State and BYU. They were ahead in all 5 of those games. They should have beat San Diego State in the Mountain West tournament, and they didn't have a bad loss. All the teams they lost to except for Colorado State are in the NCAA tournament. They beat Kansas State, they beat Kansas, they beat Virginia Tech, they beat Duke, you know, they beat Wisconsin, which beat, you know, Ohio State. So they felt they had a pretty good resume, and they thought they'd done enough to get off the 7-8 line. I wasn't actually that shocked myself because, you know, I know a lot of the seeding that you got to factor in locations in the whole 9 yards. So it wasn't, sure. You know, I look at it as, listen, Illinois hasn't exactly been tearing it up, and I think it's a pretty favorable 8-9 game. And if UNLV wins now, since the whole community thinks it's an outrage that UNLV's playing Kansas, it's great for Lon. It's like, what a great year he had. He got screwed by the NCAA, you know, and some people are even saying, well, hey, because the NCAA still hates UNLV because of TARC, they're taking that out on Lon.
Interesting. And let me ask you, I mean, San Diego State gets a 2 seed, BYU a 3 seed, but is it almost a slap in the conference's face by putting UNLV an 8, saying, well, you know, you guys lost to these solid teams, but we still got you an 8? Is that how you look at it or not?
Well, it definitely, I would say last year that's how everybody looked at it, because last year the league had 4 teams in the tournament, but San Diego State won the league tournament, and they got like an 11 seed for the NCAAs. And, you know, the Mountain West is always, you know, especially with the BCS, where we've had TCU and now Boise State's part of the league, and Utah and BYU, it's definitely, I think, a lot better than that mid-major. Is it as good as maybe the ACC or the Big Ten? Probably not, just because the lower teams, you got to remember, Wyoming doesn't do you any favors, Air Force doesn't do you any favors. So the bottom half of the league, I think, kind of brings that down a little bit. And whenever you want to bring up the argument with, well, does UNLV or another team from the league feel bad because of its fate, you got to factor in they didn't get to play Wyoming or, you know, a lower-tier team.
Talking with Ray Brewer from the Las Vegas Sun covering the UNLV Rebels. And how confident are UNLV fans, the team, going into this game? They've won 10 out of the last 13. Well, Illinois fans, I know, aren't very confident. They've lost 10 out of their last 16.
Well, I think they're cautiously optimistic. If you would have asked on Sunday, I think nobody even realized that UNLV was playing Illinois because they were so up in arms about, you know, being matched in the same pot as Kansas. But, you know, now looking at it, if you don't know anything about, you know, who UNLV's matched up against, and you just look at the roster, you see a lot of height on that Illinois roster. And UNLV has 3 big men. They play one of them at a time, and for the most part, all 3 have struggled all year. So right away you think, wow, I mean, UNLV might not fare up against these guys.
Right.
But when you look deeper into the numbers, you realize that Illinois' big players are pretty slender, and they don't rebound well as a team, and that UNLV's guard play could be better. So I think a lot of folks here are thinking, hey, they're going to get a shot at Kansas on Sunday.
So what should worry Illinois fans about that guard play you talked about? It seems like they're going to really pressure Illinois.
Well, if you look back over Thanksgiving weekend, they played in a tournament in Anaheim where they beat Virginia Tech, and they just played some great pressure defense, UNLV. It was, you know, from one end of the court to the other. And when they start creating opportunities and getting to transition with that defense, they're really a great team. Now, they don't shoot extremely well, and it's always a problem. So for UNLV to be successful, they're going to have to hit some shots right away. But if they hit an outside shot to start with early, it's a team that's going to really be able to create some offense with the defense. Because for, You know, that UNLV did have a down point this year, and during the down point, they still played good defense, and they still came to play every day. And I think they're peaking right now, too. So I would say it all hinges on how the guards do play.
Ray Brewer from the Las Vegas Sun. Ray, my last question, being here in Illini country, of course, when we first saw that bracket, in fact, when a lot of Illini fans saw Kansas, then saw UNLV on the 8, I think a lot of us just assumed, here we go, here comes Illinois, and sure enough, there it was. I know you guys probably the first thought was, oh, great, we get Kansas again, but how quick did you guys figure out, hey, there's an Illini connection there with Kruger, Self, and Illinois?
I think at least the guys at my news gathering organization knew of it right away, and it's just crazy. Also, DJ Richardson is from Findlay Prep in Henderson, and he played on the same high school national championship team as Carlos Lopez. So the ties are just, you know, Kruger, Self, it's all over. And that's the thing. Lon said, hey, I still have a lot of good friends, you know, at that university.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be fun getting to match up against them. And I think that's a testament to Lon, because no matter where he's gone, everybody you talk to always talks about just what a nice guy this is and how, you know, he's not pretentious and he's just a good dude to have around, a guy you'd want to coach your kid, go get a beer with, and lead you into an NCAA tournament.
Exactly.
And, Ray, we got about a minute left, but are there two players or three players that Illinois fans really should know about before this game?
Well, Trevon Willis is an interesting story. He's a UNLV senior guard. He was an all-league preseason selection. Their best player last year, no doubt about it. Got in a little trouble in the offseason where he got arrested. Lon kept him on the team, and he had some knee surgery, and he just started off awful. Didn't have a role, was coming off the bench. Well, now he's starting, his knee's back healthy, and he's a real dynamic player. 6'4 guard, wants the ball in his hands, could definitely score. And I think if he plays well, like he has been playing the last 3 weeks or so, I definitely think UNLV's got an advantage. Another player, real quick, Chase Tanback, been their most consistent player all year.
Right.
He's a swing man, but he doesn't take the ball to the basket. He hardly goes to the line. UNLV lives and dies on that outside shot. If they miss, Illinois wins. If they make, I think UNLV wins.
Ray Brewer from the Las Vegas Sun. You got to admit, he's got a pretty good job. I mean, he's working in Vegas. You can't beat that. I was there last March for the tournament and had a blast. Not going to make it this year, but you've got an unbelievable city out there, Ray.
Yeah, it's not all casinos and strip clubs. Y'all remember that. We got churches and parks and a good community.
I love it. Well, Ray, I know I'll catch so much flack right now for saying this, but if you get a chance, please tell Coach Kruger hi from us, because I was able to cover him when I worked on television, and he is still one of my favorite guys, not to mention we've got the same first name. So it's perfect.
All right. Well, hey, I enjoyed being on y'all's show. Good luck, and hopefully we get to talk again.
All right, Ray. Thank you so much. Ray Brewer from the Las Vegas Sun. It is the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.